Copenhagen, the place to be, or is it climate talks putting real pressure on the U.S. snow in the West? We'll tell you what the dumpage has been. Top brass in the military say the surge will increase casualties. Miranda rights reworked. And Northwest pilots, remember those fools that overshot Minneapolis by, 150 miles? They're blaming it on the air traffic controllers. Why we're going to throw them in the dungeon. Usually we don't tell you ahead of time, but this was just too juicy. So that's coming up later this hour. However, right off the bat, let's talk about the EPA saying greenhouse gases are harmful to humans. And with that, I welcome you to America Tonight. This is Kate Delaney. And this is how we roll. You can join the conversation at 800-259-5791, or you can always send us an email at americatonight.net. So here's the scoop. The EPA took a big fat step on Monday toward what they're calling regulating these greenhouse gases. The conclusion is, according to the EPA, that climate-changing pollution is threatening our health and, of course, the environment. This announcement, fast on the heels with Obama looking, of course, to hopefully, in his eyes, boost the argument at Copenhagen that the United States is aggressively taking action to combat global warming, even though our own Congress hasn't acted on climate legislation, because truly that hasn't happened. So, the conference swings open on Monday. The EPA makes these big announcements, I believe, so that Obama could have that in his back pocket. The EPA specifically saying that the scientific evidence surrounding climate change and what they're saying in their eyes shows that greenhouse gases, again, threaten our health and our welfare, and that the pollutants are mostly carbon dioxide from burning fossil fuels, and it needs to be regulated under the Clean Air Act. Now, taking this step by the EPA, which they've been talking about actually for months, was, I think, timed, like I mentioned, to come out right when Copenhagen was happening and to sort of jolt Congress to approve the legislation. I mean, that was the other part of the message. Go to Copenhagen, say this is happening, look back in Washington, here's the debate, here's what's happening. Senator John Kerry, who we know is the lead dog of the climate bill before the Senate, says the message to Congress is clear. Get moving. We have to do something now. This scares me to death. Because it seems like every time I get on the air, whether we're talking about health care reform, whether we're talking about Afghanistan, whether we're talking about bailing out more people, and now when we're talking about climate change, it means get out your checkbook, because ultimately, how much more are we going to pay in taxes for any of this kind of stuff? I mean, seriously. So Obama huddled with Gore at the White House. He's getting ready for what will be his appearance on the 18th at the summit in Copenhagen. Gore, as you know, won the Nobel Peace Prize a couple of years ago for climate change, for what he's doing with the whole climate change thing. And under a Supreme Court ruling, the finding of endangerment, and we're talking about climate change, the finding of endangerment is needed, okay, follow the bouncing ball, before the EPA can regulate carbon dioxide and five other greenhouse gases released from power plants, factories, for example, and the cars that we drive. This is under the Federal Clean Air Act. So you got that, right? You have to have the endangerment finding before the regulation can kick in. So the EPA said last year in the spring that they were viewing heat-trapping pollution as a threat to what we're breathing in. And they started to take public comments under a formal rulemaking. That's what they call it, meaning people would testify, talk about it, etc. So it's a complete reversal from what happened previously in the past 8 years. And now this puts businesses, their backs certainly against the wall, because they're arguing against tackling global warming through the Clean Air Act because it's less flexible, obviously, and also more costly, would you believe it, than the cap and trade bill that's being considered right now before Congress. So they're either going to get you one way or they're going to get you the other way. Cap and trade, Clean Air Act. And the groups, of course, are being questioned about the timing of the announcement. Purely, once again, it doesn't take an idiot to figure out, like I said, that this is politically timed. That's why it came out. That's why it came out before the trip to Copenhagen. I mean, this is pretty far-reaching stuff, folks. This means you and I and businesses. Remember, small business, what is the definition? 500 employees or less, they will dramatically be affected by the decision. So we have unemployment at what? Well over 10%. That number's a lie. It's closer to 15, 16, 17, whatever it is. And now you're going to put more jobs at risk in the U.S. industrial sector because of a public relations maneuver in Copenhagen. I don't see how you can see it any other way. We're going to see tons of lawsuits, massive legal fights over this. And like I said, get out your checkbook. Get out your checkbook, because if they get you with cap and trade or get you the other way, either way, you're going to have to pay. The EPA has already started developing permits, requirements on carbon dioxide pollution from power plants and all that sort of stuff. So they're going to require autos, as we know, to increase to an average of 35 miles a gallon by 2016. And that's another push to reduce carbon dioxide. We've talked about that till I've been blue in the face on this show. But now this is definitely going to hit businesses. And will it be a boost to the economy? We hear all this stuff about green jobs, but I think what you're going to see is more jobs are going to get probably kicked overseas. That means less Americans working in traditionally the sectors, the jobs that maybe their parents worked in, their grandparents worked in, like the automobile industry. We saw that happened, and people took early buyouts and plants closed and all that sort of stuff. So here's the scoop. The House has approved climate legislation. We already know that. And that, of course, is the cap and trade deal. That would cut emissions by 17% by 2020 and about 80% by mid-century. But the Senate hasn't taken up this deal at all. And there's been massive blowback or pushback, whatever you want to call it, mostly from Republicans, but also some centrist Democrats are saying, wait a second here, you know, I'm not so sure about this. We'll talk more about the EPA and this big announcement coming up a little bit later here on America Tonight. However, something deadly happening at Christmas. We're going to talk about that next here on ATN.
Say no to government vaccinations.
Say no to toxic overload.
Say no to chemicals.
Say yes to Liquid Zeolite. When you have fatigue, problems concentrating, muscle weakness, headaches, digestion, memory loss, influenza, or joint pain,
the solution may be as simple as detoxifying your body.
Chemical-free Liquid Zeolite helps the body heal itself so that it can become stronger to fight off viruses.
Why risk government vaccinations?
Liquid Zeolite detoxifies the body by safely helping remove toxins and heavy metals, boosting energy levels, and promoting a strong immune system. problem. Liquid Zeolite is tasteless, odorless, and so gentle you won't even know you're taking it.
Feel great again in as little as 3 days to 3 weeks.
Liquid Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but it's only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 1-800-976-0025. 1-800-976-0025. 100% natural, 100% safe,
100% amazing.
Try Liquid Zeolite today.
AirAndAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirAndAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirAndAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirAndAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine-reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar-powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit AirAndAqua.com. That's Air and A-Q-U-A Aqua.com. Or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. AirAndAqua.com. Purify your life today.
This is Jerry Pierce, the radio detective. Have you heard of the Millionaire Patriot? Well, you should. He has a free handgun and 5 days of firearm training waiting for you. That's right. You can attend 5 days of world-class gun training at Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and secure a 30-state concealed weapons permit, all for pennies on the dollar. Plus, if you act fast, the Millionaire Patriot will give you a free Springfield Armory XD pistol in the caliber of your choice. Now is the time you and your family need to be armed and trained to levels that exceed law enforcement and military standards. Front Sight provides such training without any boot camp mentality or drill instructor attitudes, and the Millionaire Patriot's paying his own money to help you get it. This is real. Thousands have already taken advantage of it, and you should too. Don't miss out. Secure a Front Sight defensive handgun course plus 30-state concealed weapons permit for pennies on the dollar. And get your free handgun. Go to frontsight.com today. That's FrontSight.com. Go to frontsight.com for your training and free gun.
So what's the truth when it comes to cell phone usage? What don't we know about the dangers of the cell phone? Remember, this was, I guess, 3 months or so ago, stories started to break about the health hazards we weren't aware of when we were excessively using our cell phones. You know, by my account, especially younger kids, teenagers, they are glued to the cell phone. So our next guest for 16 years watched as her husband built, tested, and repaired, you know, powerful microwave amplifiers, basically for the base stations of cell towers. In the end, he developed all kinds of symptoms, which eventually led to, sadly, the diagnosis of brain damage and, you know, brain tumor slash cancer. That was basically the prognosis. So I applaud Carly Cooper for what she's doing now in trying to point out the dangers. In fact, she's written a book about this very, very thing. It's called Cell Phones and the Dark Deception. Carly, thanks so much for coming on America Tonight.
Oh, thank you so much for having me.
Well, and we know cell phones are huge, and it's the holidays, and we're getting bombarded with all kinds of commercials about different things that cell phones are doing, and, you know, what you can do on the cell phone, et cetera. But what about the safety side of this? As I said, it was just a couple of months ago when we started to see some stories popping up about it. What was it that you found out is the deceptive part that people aren't aware of?
Oh, well, you know, the title of the book, Cell Phones and the Dark Deception, really indicates one deception, but there's not just one deception. I think there are numerous deceptions, that we're not aware of. One such deception is most people, do not understand that the cell phone industry has been given the right by our government to govern itself. They are the final authority of all the studies to be done. There is no independent research that is done or funding available from government. Mm-hmm. And the cell phone industry really has the final say when they do a study of what we hear and what we don't hear.
Yeah, boy, no kidding. What a difference that makes when you don't have an independent body, an independent study, like you say. All right, let me roll back here for a second. I talked about your husband and what he did, and obviously it had to be gut-wrenching to go through this, especially when he started to get diagnosed and something was wrong and you knew something was wrong. Did the two of you think, wow, this has to be related to what he was doing?
I don't think initially at first. You know, he started getting headaches regularly. They started becoming more and more frequent. He started dealing with concentration difficulties, and we went to see the doctors for his headaches, and he was given drugs that would work for a while and then eventually got to the Imitrex shots, and they worked for a short period. But what we found out was it really aren't headaches. That's just how we would describe them. It's brain pressure. So it's undue pressure in your brain. And when all of these things started happening, it was about, I would say, a good 5 years that we were going to see different doctors for different things, neurologists and specialists. And he was getting relief and diagnosed with, you know, depression, memory loss, mood swings, fatigue, and his headaches, and they were treating these all individually. But having been with him for, you know, 23 years, we were married and had two beautiful daughters, it became obvious that all this was together because none of us were suffering from anything. And I think I started saying to him, you know, maybe you fried your brain. I mean, you must have. What are you working on? And when he finally told me and explained to me what he worked on, non-ionizing microwave radiation, I had not a clue what that was.
Mm-hmm.
And I started doing research, and I wasn't looking for cell phones. And when cell phones, I did adverse health effects of non-ionizing microwave radiation, and I continued to get cell phones. And I thought I was way off target until I started reading. And there is a illness out there. It's called microwave sickness, and I write about it in my book. But microwave sickness has all of the symptoms that up to 70% of most cell phone users suffer from.
Wow. I mean, incredible. And you think of, obviously, in describing what happened with him, that would be one detrimental health consequence, one link there. But what are some of the other health consequences that could be linked to this cell phone exposure, you know, based on some of that research that you were finding out?
Okay. Well, first I want to say I do know that my husband, Steve, had a lot more exposure than what the average cell phone user would have. However, 70% experience, most common, the first symptom would be headaches. Then the headaches get worse. And then they experience a discomfort in the form of increased stress, pain, irritability, mood swings. And then there's concentration difficulties. And for us, it could be in the form of ADD or ADHD, fatigue, ringing or buzzing in the head, short-term memory loss. That's a biggie. And even in, I was surprised in 2007, the front cover of USA Today had a full-page article expressing that, you know, people in their 40s were beginning to have the short-term memory loss and developing Alzheimer's, and those people had no genetic history of their family, but there was a large number of people in their 40s starting to get Alzheimer's, and that's scary.
Boy, no kidding, that is scary. So what would you say are some of the things that you could do, because everybody, it seems almost everyone I know has a cell phone, what are some of the things that people could do listening to kind of reduce maybe the cell phone
exposure?
Exposure to the risk.
Well, I would say, first off, in the user's manual, In most of the cell phones, it explains that you're supposed to keep the cell phone away from your body, at least an inch. And if you look at your manuals, it will say that. Well, most people in the service provider's ads show everybody holding their cell phone right to their head. The key to being reducing your exposure is distancing the cell phone from your body. And in doing that, you can use your speakerphone. You can use text messaging. Keep the phone away from your head when the calls are being connected, because that's when the power is the strongest.
Mm-hmm.
And you can also limit your cell phone use, of course. It really doesn't make a difference on if you make a lot of short phone calls or if you make a few long ones. The impact is the same. And even though, as I mentioned about these symptoms, they may not all show up at once. It is like with any other, like with smoking, they start slowly and just have an impact. And really, it's cumulative. So you may notice it a lot later down the line, but not immediately. So that's part of a deception, too, I think.
Right. So be aware. I like the idea of the speakerphone or the Bluetooth or whatever it is that you're using to, you know, hands-free. You can certainly do that. Most people, on almost any cell phone, you can do that, absolutely. Well, we're certainly sorry for your loss of Steve, but it led you to put together this nonfiction book about cell phones and the dark deception. If people want to get a copy of this, Carly, how do they do that?
They can go to realcellphonedangers.com. That's realcellphonedangers.com. And if they go on there and they want to order the book, I have a coupon code. It's free SS for standard shipping. That's FREESS. Or if they'd like to on the homepage, they can get a free report in the lower right-hand corner that has the 10 things that every cell phone user should know. And there's also a report that grades your cell phone to see how dangerous your cell phone is. And those are absolutely free.
Wow, that's great. Check out, because there's so many different brands, certainly. Carly, we wish you the best with the book, and thanks for stopping by America tonight.
Oh, thanks for having me, Kate.
All right, Carly Cooper, again, I think it's great to go to her website to check out your phone, because there's so many different kinds of phones, obviously, from Sprint, the iPhones, et cetera, on down. And it makes sense if you think about it. We never know the effects of something until it's too late, right? And we've been certainly have heard about the dangers of this microwave sickness before in the past. It's interesting now that more is coming out about the links to the cell phone. All right, stay with us here on America Tonight. We got Odds and Ends around the bend.
Okay, yeah, I'm ready. Okay, yeah. Stop that. Oh, you're killing me. Okay. They want me to dress up like Santa. My thoughts? What's this gonna prove? They want to remind you about the holiday special. So here it is. Buy a month's supply of Life Change Tea and get 2 extra weeks free. Get some free tea in the holiday spree.
Oh my goodness.
Lose weight and don't become the size of Santa. Oh, who wrote this? Buy 1 month, get 2 weeks free. That's the best sale of the year. So go to getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Or you can call us at 928-308-0408. Come on, new people. 928-308-0408. And all of you that have ordered the tea, thank you for this year. We love you guys.
Yeah, we know. You love us too.
You're listening to GCN. Genesis Communication Radio Network.
This is Big John Lipscomb. World government and all its tyranny is rapidly approaching. The choices you make today will determine your level of suffering and freedom tomorrow. I have 2 solutions for you, so you and your family can stay strong and free. PatriotFood.com. 135 pounds of long-lasting dehydrated food in 25 varieties. That's 1/4 the cost of many freeze-dried offers of the same weight. And SurvivalistSeeds.com, where I just released my best offer ever, 7,000 heirloom vegetable seeds, 30 varieties of vegetables. That's over 4 pounds of seed, and I ship it in a time capsule so they will last decades. And now, you can get a second for a $60 savings. PatriotFood.com and SurvivalistSeeds.com. Anything else is just a copycat.
Would you like some of Uncle Sam's money back? You may be eligible for up to $625,000 in HECM stimulus. That's right. If you or your parents are 62 years of age or older and a homeowner, this message is vitally important. Please listen. Uncle Sam has authorized a government-backed program through the FHA called HECM or HECM. It is authorized under the American Recovery and Reinvestment Act of 2009. Senior homeowners 62 or older can apply for this increased stimulus program for free at rmapply.com. That's the letter R, the letter M, apply.com. rmapply.com. Right now, seniors are taking advantage of this program's benefits using the money to pay off debt, purchase precious metals, stock up on storable foods, or make home repairs. But the money is yours to use as you wish. To learn more and see how much heck of money you could qualify for, go to rmapply.com. The application is free. Visit rmapply.com or call for a no-obligation evaluation at 713-551-1155. That's 713-551-1155.
When the electricity goes out, how will you boil water, cook dinner, light your home, or get news reports? Most families are not prepared for even the shortest power outage due to hurricanes, tornadoes, ice storms, and so on. But you can prepare your family for emergencies and not spend a lot doing it with the amazing products from Carol Stove. CarolStove.com is a family preparedness website that has everything you will need in the event of emergency at big discounts. Kerosene stoves, lanterns, emergency radios, water filters, LED flashlights, and even an oven for baking. CarolStove.com is the largest selection of kerosene stoves on the internet. They've even put together 2 family emergency kits at big discounts that include everything you'll need for the next extended blackout. With CarolStove.com's family emergency kits, you'll be able to cook, bake, light your home, make safe drinking water, and hear the news. And you'll be surprised how little you'll spend on Carol Stove's incredible products. For example, our most popular single burner stove starts at only $58. See our complete line of quality stoves and ovens at CarolStove.com. That's KERO Stove.com. Keep cooking with CarolStove.com.
The Tale of the Tape, the Tigers tape, that is. Also, a Chicago terrorism suspect charged in the Mumbai attack. That's a shocker. Wow. And the U.S. planning to round up some of those wild horses. And not a lot of people happy about that. I'll explain here in just a second. But first, kind of a little bit of an update, as we had some of the original people on this show on America Tonight, gosh, like 2 years ago, 2.5 years ago. But from the Mojave Desert in California, they have this cool bullet-shaped spacecraft. It's about the size of, picture in your mind, a large business jet. You got wide windows, you have seats for 6 passengers, and this is that jettisoned into space. Remember the Virgin Galactic? And the Virgin Galactic took kind of the cloak off this spaceship too, because they've been developing it for 2 years in the desert. So they're going to sell what they call suborbital space rides for $200,000 a ticket. And that means you would go up into space, so to speak, for 2.5 hours. 5 minutes of weightlessness is included in that. Apparently, with your $200,000, you also get blaring music. That's nice. A laser show. And you are just glided down a runway, ultimately hooked up with the mothership, and you come to a stop before a throng of astronauts. Yeah. So, I don't know. It sounds actually kind of cool. And at the time when they were first talking about it in New Mexico, we did a whole big show on it, and it sounded interesting. It sounded kind of interesting, actually, to me. So it's the first public appearance of a commercial passenger spacecraft, and you had to christen the thing. Arnold Schwarzenegger, the governor of California, was on hand, and of course, New Mexico's Bill Richardson, naturally. They were there. They're calling it the VSS Enterprise. They both slammed champagne bottles on the nose of the spacecraft, and they're hoping to actually begin passenger flights out of New Mexico sometime in 2011, because of course they've got to have massive safety tests. That was one of my big questions I kept asking. How do you prove the safety of this? And Spaceship Two is based on this prototype called Spaceship One. Imagine that. In 2004, Spaceship One captured a huge prize, becoming the first privately manned spacecraft to reach into space. So this makes sense now, I hope, to you. That's why they went with the same design. And we'll see. Now, this is commercial use. Like I said, they have to do all the tests on this. They've got already 300 people who have paid $200,000 a ticket or placed at least a deposit. That's a lot, obviously. And not much happens in the desert, in the Mojave Desert, but this was a pretty big deal for the Virgin folks. And if they can pull it off, I mean, they'll just sell these tickets like hotcakes, obviously, because, like I said already, they got a whole bunch of people that are very anxious to do this. That it's that pull, you either have it or you don't, to want to explore beyond the Earth's atmosphere, let's say. Now, the cost for the Virgin Galactic is like $400 million for five spaceships and the launch, what they call the launch vehicles, too. I don't know. Donovan, would you be interested, like, let's say the money wasn't the problem. Would you be interested in taking a chance on a ride on this spaceship?
Give me about a tenth of a second to think about it. Yes.
I love it. Well, I'm going to have to start lobbying Richard Branson to see if we can get on one of the ships. Because we did one of the first interviews. So, I don't know. Maybe they'll let us get close. Or at least do the waitlist thing. I don't know. I think it would be cool. Especially, obviously, with the passengers, they're going to have to crank up the whole safety thing. That's why they can't do it until 2011, like I just told you. But, interesting, huh? This was a shocker to me today. I mean, I don't know why. Nothing should shock me anymore. And, of course, we have homegrown terrorists. But I don't know why. I just didn't think that there was a link there. But U.S. prosecutors have actually charged the Chicago guy with helping to plan that horrible attack in Mumbai, India. 166 people were killed, including six Americans. Very sad story about a man and his daughter who were excited to go over there. It was one of her first big trips abroad, and she was cold blood, just shot down in the restaurant. Very, very sad story. So anyway, this American is a guy named David Coleman Headley, 49 years old. He was picked up in October. He was accused of planning to attack the offices at the time of the Danish newspaper that published those cartoons, remember, depicting the Prophet Muhammad. That didn't happen. He was also accused of training with a Pakistani terrorist group. And he now, of course, has the much more serious charge hanging over his head, and that's related to the massacre in India, which was carried out by a group that he was obviously a part of as well. And supposedly he took boat trips to the harbor, to Mumbai, to scout the best landing sites for the attackers to come in by sea, which is what they did. And they ended up taking some of those routes. So they're saying that with the videotapes, the maps, the details on a number of the sites that were attacked, including the Taj Mahal Hotel, that he was absolutely involved in this. And so he's been charged with conspiracy to murder and maim in a foreign country and also material support of terrorism. The most serious charges of conspiring to carry out bombings would mean life in prison or death. And just for a little background, because you always want to know, all right, so you got these guys in the United States, what drives them to do this? And we can connect the dots sort of here a little bit. He's an American citizen, right? He's born in D.C. to a former Pakistani diplomat and a woman from Philadelphia. His given name was Jilani. Duad Jilani, but he changed it a couple years ago so he could go to India and present himself, apparently, as an American without attracting attention. So he was in this deep. I mean, his role had to be pretty important. And this has been a big investigation for the past year. And until now, there had been a bunch of disagreements between the Pakistani and Indian governments. So the investigation was slow as molasses. And the U.S. is involved. It's changed. The FBI is helping. And they're focusing on the six Americans who were killed. So, of course, we have reasons to want to know what happened there. Now, the interesting part is, I guess he didn't think he was going to get caught. I don't know. But he's cooperating with the FBI, and he's given up a bunch of details on planning the attacks. So maybe there's some new information that comes out. They might be able to get something that leads them to some other people who have been involved in the case. And I just think it's very, very sad. Like I said, I can remember the story of the father and his young teenage girl, you know, daughter, and that they were just there in the restaurant at the wrong time when they started to shoot people, and both of them wound up right in the middle of that horrible moment. All right, how about this story out of Sparks, Nevada? One of the most interesting symbols, I think, of the West, and sometimes you see them on commercials, the Mustangs, that thundering herd going across the range. Well, now they're saying, and I've actually seen this probably because I lived in Vegas and explored and did a story one time, and I'll tell you, one of the most incredible sights I've ever seen other than whales in Hawaii. But the government wants to carry out this roundup of these wild horses on the federal land, moving about 25,000 Mustangs and burros to pastures off in the Midwest and East out of the fear of their multiplying numbers, you know, because they're worried about the starvation since they're reproducing so rapidly. So there are a lot of people that are opposed to this, including some celebrities like Sheryl Crow. They say it's inhumane and unnecessary, and the situation is not as dire as it's been painted. So there has to be some kind of a policy to protect the animals and uphold the will of Congress and the public's wish to preserve part of our national heritage. And like I said, it is incredible. It is very cool to see these Mustangs run wild. And personally, I guess I agree with this. I can't imagine herding them up. Now, of course, if you had starving animals that were falling over dead in this area, then something should be done. But from the photographs recently, certainly when I saw it, that wasn't the case. But this was a while ago. From the photographs I've seen, it doesn't look that way. So now everybody's lawyered up in this, and there's a group called In Defense of Animals. And they're there, and they're trying to make something happen. They've been having a federal advisory panel, and they've been listening to probably 24 people or so who are saying there should be a moratorium on the roundups until they can have an independent count of horses and really get a better idea of what's happening here. And they haven't taken any formal action yet at this point. They haven't done anything to say, okay, officially we are going to do this. But that was the plan initially, was to round them up, period. But if the exploding horse numbers are there, they have to come up with some kind of a solution. If it's not rounding them up, there's got to be something else that they can do for this Mustang population. And I guess it's, you know, in 10 of the western states, it's growing so rapidly that they say that the horses are running out of food and damaging the range because of the drought, and that's part of the problem. You know, the number of wild horses is an interesting fact, and burros on public lands in the West, 37,000, about half of them in Nevada. I say let them stay, come up with another solution, raise some funds, stimulate, just use some of the stimulus to help the horses. It's not helping anyone else at this point. All right, Tale of the Tape, Tiger, that's going to carry over in our next one here on ATN.
Studies have shown that many people do not get the proper vitamins and minerals necessary to maintain good health. With so many places to choose from, deciding where and what to buy can be a lengthy, frustrating process. The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com has over 150 bulk wholesale nutritional products in stock, including vitamins, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts. PureBulk.com's products contain no fillers, no additives, no fancy retail packaging, and no minimum purchase, allowing you to save 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. PureBulk.com carries atomic iodine, red wine extract, ginkgo biloba, oil of oregano, natural coffee caffeine, L-arginine, resveratrol, hyaluronic acid, creatine, curcumin, pine bark extract, grape seed extract, and more. For prices, additional products, and more information, visit PureBulk.com. That's PureBulk.com. Or call 406-251-3270. That's 406-251-3270 today.
Hello. At OfTheField.com, we strive to empower you with wild food preparedness. We get lots of amazing positive feedback, most of which we feature on OfTheField.com. Here's a small sample of all that people like you have to say about the wild food experience.
It's inspiring for many who are affected by the recent downturn of the economy.
I already knew a bit about foraging and edibles, but you take it to a whole new level.
A thousand thanks to you for all that great knowledge. It was empowering.
When I was in the Navy, I went through a couple of quick land survival classes.
Thank you for being an inspiration and for all the work that you do.
I really appreciate the depth and detail of the information.
Thank you so much.
Much love and respect to you from all of us here in the boonies.
Thanks again.
Knowledge is power, and that power brings peace.
Folks, thanks for letting us help you get back to basics. Read all of the testimonials at OfTheField.com. You can order online for you and your loved ones, or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE to share in the secret.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com. Or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Kate Delaney, coast to coast, everywhere in between, a little old show called America Tonight. What have we learned in this first hour? Well, that Donovan Madsen and myself, we would both go into space with Richard Branson. Of course, he would have to give us a free ticket. 200,000, I mentioned, was the ride, and they've already sold just a ton of seats. So they're not worried about passengers. Really, the worry, the concern is the safety concern because, let's be honest, you cannot have this puppy go down. That cannot happen, or you're going to chase away any other potential passengers. But plus, that's not what you want to happen. You want, obviously, the safety to be the main thing for all of these ships. And, you know, that's how they're creating this buzz. So there is a part of some of us that are, I guess, intrigued, or we're intrigued about the idea of going into space. I'll tell you what, I bet Tiger Woods wishes that he could go into space. Tale of the tape, and we can't help but mention this story, or we're ignoring something. It's not a distraction. It just is the ultimate rubbernecking, and that you cannot help yourself. And normally I've said this on the previous show, I could care less, and I'm so not the rubbernecker kind of person. But I cannot believe the jaw-dropping things that continue to come out of these alleged affairs with how many different women. Now they're saying 9 women altogether. At this point, and that number can change, because originally it started off with just 1. And whoever he fools around with and whatever he did, I'll stick by what I said before. It's really, who cares? It's just very, very sad that all these tawdry things continue to come out. Things like the fact that the next thing is he was snoring on the lawn, that he's taking Ambien, he was drunk, he was fooling around with a waitress for 14 months from Perkins Pancake House. And she was naive enough to go along with whatever and meet him, drive to his house, fool around, then leave, etc. I mean, whatever. So here's the deal. He's going to pay, right? You got to figure the tail of the tape ultimately is going to come down to not the amount of women, but how much is he going to have to pay? She's apparently, his wife has moved out of their mansion and moved to a house in the same area, which... I don't think that's a surprise, with every day a different twist, like I said. But what's it going to cost him? You know, Vanessa Bryant, Kobe Bryant's wife, got a $4 million diamond ring when all this stuff happened with Kobe Bryant. Remember that? That trip to Colorado and what happened with him. In the case of Tiger Woods, they've talked about this prenup being redone. And the latest that I heard, the little bit that was eking out about it, is the fact that apparently they were talking about taking this prenup and making it stretch for just 2 more years instead of the 10 years altogether, 2 years, and it would be $50 million or whatever it is. But I got to think she didn't sign that at this point, because it's gotten so bad that now it's more just a question of duck and cover, because every day, even if she were shut in and said, I'm just going to ignore everything, I'm not going to pay attention to these things about sex texts or naked pictures or waitresses from pancake houses and clubbers in New York and all these other supposed trysts that he had, some of them a few nights and some of them longer relationships, there's just no way you can avoid it. I mean, there's no way. I did this little personal test myself. Today I went to 3 different places. I went to a well-known home repair shop, shall we say. And they, of course, peddle magazines. His face was on all the magazines. I went to the grocery store. Naturally, I wasn't shocked there because you have all the tabloids. His face was all over the place. I went to the dentist's office. His face was all over the place because they already got their new magazines in. And of course, everybody's heads were buried in the magazines to read the latest on what was going on or what they thought was the latest. There is no way around this besides having to probably pay up big time, which he can afford. So who cares? It may be, even though it's nobody's business, and really in reality, who cares? From his point of view, and especially being such a private person, how do you get out of this one and look a little bit better, or at least look like you're contrite about the situation? Well, it means that he's going to have to come clean. It means that he's going to have to do an interview with somebody to say, you know, whatever he says, whatever excuse, whatever reason, doesn't matter. So I'm imagining there may be a tell-all, which would be whoever gets it would be gigantic ratings. But I think that's what's probably coming next. And you think about it, this happened with John Edwards. Remember, he did talk to Bob Woodruff from ABC News eventually about the situation. He really didn't want to do that, but felt like because he was getting an avalanche of really super bad publicity, I think he felt like he needed to somehow come clean and say what he was going to say about the situation. And we've seen this, before. It can go one way or the other. And I think it'll blow up worse for Tiger Woods if he doesn't, in fact, end up doing that. All right, there were other important things to talk about during this hour of America Tonight. We certainly mentioned one of them, the shocker about the Chicago guy and the connection to the Mumbai attacks, where he, in fact, allegedly, according to the evidence, was scouting the place for the terrorists, how they could get in and how they could escape, sadly. The only thing is that he's cooperating and turning over information. In the meantime, what continues to be a nightmare for the president with Afghanistan is the date of 2011, July of 2011, that was casually thrown, just kind of thrown there into the middle of Obama's speech. So now everybody wants to know, and certainly so do we here in America Tonight, the specifics on who's zooming who, which way are we going here? Because depending on who it is from the White House, you're hearing that the troops could even draw down a little bit earlier than July from 2011. Then you're hearing that it's kind of a soft date. It's not saying, yeah, this is it. It's July of 2011 or else. And then the other thing is you're hearing that's not true, that no way, no how do we go past July of 2011, that's when everything is happening. But what about the Karzai government itself? So they would remain in place. They'll be there unless something happens to them in July of 2011. And would the Karzai people really be capable of controlling security within the borders of Afghanistan? I would say no way, no how, kind of like Tiger Woods hasn't been able to control, obviously, his urges, if you want to make a really crazy comparison. So we have to wait, what, till June or to the spring to figure out if this government can deliver what they have to deliver without any kind of corruption. So they're doing this month by month to figure out if they're capable of answering that question with a yes. They can control their own borders. They can control what's happening in Afghanistan. And there was not going to be any kind of a drop-off. I don't know. I think the 2011, July of 2011 was a test date. I said this in our last show. And it was more of that whole politics thing. Let's lay out the withdrawal plan. Boom, throw it out there. See what happens. Gauge it and then just kind of tweak it a little bit, right? All right, any of the things that we talked about, fair game, of course, the snail mail way, shoot it to me, americatonight.net.
Yesterday, December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy. The United States of America was suddenly and deliberately attacked by naval and air forces of the Empire of Japan.